Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and so great to be able to reach out to you all and deal with our network and deal with and meet so many people that we don't know. And I tell you, you know, the spice of life really is growing and growing, and things never stay exactly the same. But meeting people and getting to know people is just such so much fun for me. I just love it. So today I'm just going to spend time with you. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. And just going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to give my perspective on the industry today and some tips. And we never have enough time on the show to go over everything. And when we get into one subject, we could actually teach on it for 3 days to even just start digging into it. So I hope those of you listening always just take notes and dig in further and investigate and just learn something. It's always good to learn something new every day. And I've been in since 1985, so we've seen quite a lot of changes in our world and our industry. You know, us old-timers call it the old days, and people older than us call it the old days, and we have new days, and technology is absolutely wonderful. It's just amazing when it works, and it works most of the time. But on the flip side, we still need the human connection. We still need the human touch, and although I love working virtually, it's so important because we're all able to do so much. When you can work virtually, you can take your vacations, take your trips. You can not have to drive to an hour to the office every day, not have to get stuck in traffic for 2 hours a day. Some people have to, you know, go spend up to 4 hours of their day getting out there. When you work virtually, it's just so invigorating. But even when you do that, you still need to plug in the human interaction. If you just do all or nothing, what do they say? Everything in moderation. And I think when you look at life, that applies almost to everything you could think of. Let's think of whatever it is: too much food, too much drinking, too much sugar, too much exercise. Even wouldn't be good for you, even though we should all exercise. If you look at things, a lot of too much of anything can be too extreme. So I kind of like to balance it out in that way. And technology is no different. We've been used to communicating all these years, and so I just find it, you know, interesting, and we love it, but we don't want to become so dependent on it that if all of a sudden the grids go down, we don't know what to do. So it's just things to think about, little things to always stay methodical and always connect. And on the human connection, because I'm going to get into some other things about real estate, I think it's so important to always try to make things a win-win. You know, they say never let the sun go down with an argument. Everything's easier said than done, but it's important. And what I'm seeing, and we're all seeing in this social networking environment, I think has gotten a little ugly. And I wish that people could pull back and still voice their opinions. But there's always a nice way to say something. It isn't necessary to lash out. And it's getting to where it's getting extreme, and I think the violence can come in from that. So I just pray and hope that each one of us tries to do our part every day, and it really is a daily thing to do. But with technology and with everything that's going on, we get information so fast, and that information isn't always 100% correct, and people tend to react. And I find that in our industry, and a lot of the people listening are agents and brokers, these are just, there's so much information that we give to our members, and we actually, one of the beautiful things about our membership is we try to disseminate from all this information, because we've got so much information thrown at us every single day, and we go in and we tweet it out and bring you information when you're in the membership that's going to apply to your business, that's going to help you on a day-to-day basis. And that's what we do. So we get to weed through all of that stuff. And I have to tell you, sometimes when I'm weeding through all of that stuff and I see the social comments and the remarks, and I'm thinking, are these really adults? Like, do they realize what the kids are thinking about this? Like, we owe a responsibility to be respectful and teach respect to our younger generations. And that's kind of what I get to see. With it, I have to keep myself calm and methodical and not let all that stuff get into me, because I think with the technology, we just get so much information overload, and then it's back to anything in extreme, it's too much. And many people are more stressed out today and running like on treadmills. And I think the only way it changes is for us to work on it every day, work on it daily. And for me, I love to pray, and I love God, and I do my meditations, and it can be very challenging. So if you've never bought real estate and you're just thinking about getting into buying your own investments, because it's really important to invest, and I don't care if you're 18 or if you're 65, 70, it's never too late, it's never too early. Of course, you have to be legally in the U.S. Out of the country, I'm not sure. There's varying laws in many different places as to when you can buy, when you can't buy, with minimum age. But if you're going to invest and you want, say you don't have a lot to invest and you're working on how you get your first property, there's so many ways to do it. I just want you to know that if you're, you know, a lot of people may say, okay, I've already saved up the money, I have the credit, I have the money, I'm going to get a regular traditional loan, I can do it. But if you're listening and you're like, gosh, I'm still renting, I can't do it, I'm never going to be able to do it, please don't feel that way. There's many, many ways to do it. Sometimes there's owner financing, there's some assumables. There's also hard money, which I don't recommend getting into hard money that has a short-term balloon payment, but nowadays, since the interest rates have been so low, there's a lot of hard money out there that's lower than the interest rates we were used to in the 90s. And with anything, anything you do, you need to investigate it. You want to have an attorney check it out, an accountant. You want to make sure you don't run into anything blind. But I just want you to know, don't ever say, I'm never, ever, ever going to be able to own. I'm never going to be able to do anything, because you can. There's just a lot of this is mindset, and people say, oh, that's easy to say. No, our whole life is mindset when you think about it. You can have a good day or bad day, but really when you have a bad day, if something didn't happen that wasn't life-threatening, usually it's because of how you reacted to what other people said or did, et cetera. So, so much is mindset. So when it comes to buying and investing, it's really important to start with today. If you haven't done it before, so what? Just start with today. Even if it's a little bit, it's okay. And on one suggestion I always like to make, if you're first getting into it, buy and say you're going to buy your first home. It's buy something, buy within your means, and that if you decide you want to move, you could still rent it out. So for example, say you're buying something and the mortgage payment is going to be $1,200 a month. Check out the rentals in that area. See what other properties are renting for and see if they're renting for at least $1,400 a month. And then you have a situation that you're not going to put yourself in such a bind if you have to move but you still want to keep the house. Maybe there isn't enough equity to sell at the point, or maybe you don't want to sell. Maybe this is part of your investment planning and you want something you can hold on to later that's going to build and appreciate. So it's wise to go in and be conservative when you're first starting out and think about that. And if someone might say, oh, renting's a pain, or, you know, the tenants are going to trash it, or what about all the maintenance fees and other things that break, and yada, 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 yada. Yes, that's life. This is life. It doesn't mean, but when you look at the, what you're investing in and look at the long term, you can still do well with it. Not everything, you know, no one wins all the time, but if you keep on going and going, you win most of the time, or enough that it works out that it makes sense in the long run. So that's just a recommendation. If you're going to go buy something, maybe you have a job and you say, no, I want to spend $500,000 right now, but this is my first home. Well, maybe it makes sense to spend $200,000 and get something smaller that you could rent out and then move on and go buy something else. So just things to think about, because when the going gets tough, or if it gets tough, you lose your job, things happen, and you go, well, I'm not going to stay here, but I know I can rent it out and still keep the property. It's just something to look at, and just one of my little tips. Compound interest. If you're not familiar with compound interest, would you believe that $10 could turn into $1 million over years? I didn't either, and I wish I was taught compound interest when I was a kid. But the money can double and double and double and triple and go, and compound interest just keeps growing and growing and growing. And so check that out if you're not familiar with compound interest, and start saving just even a little bit. You always want to put monies in and invest. And nobody has all the answers. Nobody has the right or wrong. You know, this is your life, and for you to get in and learn as much as you can. I really believe that life is about growing. We grow through seasons. We change. And when we really trust, and I don't have all the answers. I've been through so many things and so much trials and tribulations in my life, and I've always still forged ahead, and because of my faith, and I mean my faith in God and trusting and believing, and I've always landed back on my feet. But it doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean, you know, me, for example, I'm working on how I can spend more time, as you heard in the beginning. I've been working on spending more time on our membership association because I believe in it. I believe, especially in small mom-and-pop brokerages, and you can get teams within large brokerages, but they're still working in a smaller group. It's the same concept, but I believe small and mom-and-pop brokerages need the support. So I believe in it, yet I've done loads of sales all these years, and I had to pull back from my sales to be able to put the effort in it, and then I had some health issues. I have a hand. I can write about 5 minutes, and my hand starts hurting really badly. Just little things I won't get into, but they're not little when it comes to it's your life, and it's how it's handling what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. And now I'm at a crossroads, because even though I've pulled back for years, you still have a lot of clients. You have people that you that trust you, that only want you to be involved. And there's a lot of it's difficult. Life always has challenges, you know, different things, tragic, people die that you love. Just so many different things happen. And I'm only mentioning this because I know somebody listening to this is not having their best day in the world. You know, I know it, because we're people, we're humans, and we're going to have good days and bad days. And it's always important to me as a speaker and what we do, that if we help one person out there out of many, we did our job. And in turn, I'm always very grateful for someone who's helped me when I've been on the other side of going, oh, gosh, what do I do? And life is about seasons, but it also is about day-to-day. It's also about growing. And sometimes when we stay stagnated because I'm afraid to do this, I have fear of this, but you want to do it, then you don't do it because of the fear, and fear is not, you know, fear is just more false evidence appearing real, and it's not real. And life is, when we grow, if you go down one path and it doesn't work out, it's okay. It doesn't mean you have to quit the path. That path taught you where you are to today, so you may go through another path. Or it's similar. It all ties in together. And it's funny, I guess the older we get, the more we see it. We didn't see it before. So in investing, I believe in being conservative, but then taking risks with some of it. So say you might, depending on what money you have to invest, And, of course, if you can afford to go to Wharton School of Business and other colleges and to things like that and learn, you can always learn. And but my feeling is, even if you don't have the money, you can get some business magazines sent to you, get the books, Google, get on seminars, just learn, constantly learn. Even if you just take every day to read a little bit, even 20 minutes, a half an hour, no matter how busy you are. If you're not able to read, listen to audio tapes. You know, if you can't listen to that, then, I mean, everybody has different capabilities, but there's ways to learn, and it's so important to learn, even if it's just a little bit of time to do it. So you save some and reinvest, and that doesn't mean you don't get to enjoy life, because what's the point of sitting there never going out to eat ever, never going to a movie, never going, well, now we have the Netflix and all this stuff, but never doing something extra if you're, you know, our life could end at any time. So there's a balance, and that's what I talked about in the beginning, about balance. Too much of anything could be too much, right? Too much candy, oh, you might not feel good. You know, it's not good for you. Too much food, it's not good for you. But we need food, we need balance, we need good food. Same thing with everything else. And no one has the answer. So when you have somebody tell you, you should be doing this and you should be doing this, it's like, I didn't just ask you what I should be doing. Why are you telling me what I should be doing? Now, if you ask somebody and they give you their advice, that's different. So I'm going to get into, we mentioned compound interest, buying in properties that you can rent out. Even if you're going to live there, make sure the mortgage is not higher than what you could rent the property out for. It gives you peace of mind. It gives you more longevity. It gives you options. So even if you had, say you're in between jobs, or say you decided you want to take off and travel for 3 months, you could rent your house out maybe for 6 months or whatever, depending on where you are, and still come back and have that home later. It just gives you a lot more options than to pigeonhole yourself. You know, when people, they have millions of dollars and they've got the advisors and they're checking this and checking that, maybe they're in a different situation. But still, it makes sense to be able to keep it close and know what you're doing. Compound interest, check into that. People were complaining about Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency is here to stay. I do not believe it's going to go away. I think you should definitely learn about cryptocurrency. Absolutely. If you're over 62, everybody knows somebody over 62, reverse mortgages are not what they used to be. They are fantastic. Check them out. Many reverse mortgages right now even give you an equity line that you can use so your money can grow. I think the last time I checked, we have a wonderful speaker that comes on every few months, Steve Sless, and talks about them for us. It was around 5%, I think, they were earning. In the old days, if it was, because I've been in so long, in the early 90s, we were like, reverse mortgages, no way, the negative amortization is just sucks, it's not going to be good, don't do it, it's terrible. It's not like that now. You have to look at the numbers and see, it can work out beautifully. You still can leave the house to your heirs. The equity line doesn't go anywhere else, but it goes to you, so you can actually not have to make payments, make sure everything else is covered, have money to spend. So I'm just mentioning these different, we always run out of time here, but I'm just mentioning these because it's not, don't assume just because someone says something, different things can work out different ways. I'm switching back to mindsets just for a brief minute. You know, everything is thought of first before it's made, before it's created. And if you've never heard of Mary Morrissey, I guarantee, Google Mary Morrissey and listen to some of her talks and audios and work. She's just an amazing woman and she's been in her field for over 40 years, teaches a ton on mindsets. We're tying in also when our membership, we tie in mindset speaking, training, real estate sales, negotiating, just a whole ton of information to bring to us and everybody that makes it easier. So a couple other tidbits I wanted to mention is if you have an IRA or a Roth IRA, did you know that you can set things up through an attorney and a licensed, of course, the financial advisors, that you can have a self-directed one and use it to buy real estate? I bet a lot of people don't know that. And so you would want to check with your financial advisors. And anything we're going over today, always feel free to, those of you that are members know how to reach me, know how to reach us. Anybody else, just always feel free to go on our site, realtyuniversal.com, fill out, contact us. with what you need, and we can get you to the right party or place, as well as buyers and sellers. We have the menu programs we offer, and we can place you with either an affiliate or member, depending on where you are. Our members are joined paying members, our affiliates. We have different setup and different arrangements depending on what the business is and where the location is, because this way we're able to cover many, many, many more areas. So that's why we have it set up that way. So definitely check into if you have a Roth IRA or regular IRA, how you can buy property that way as well. Some people are more into network marketing. Network marketing is definitely a good way to go as well, because now you're able to reach so many people that it's not as hard to get out there and get many, many people to join a group if what they're selling makes sense and if you can make money on it and everybody's on the same page. I mean, a lot of times in network marketing, people assume that, well, that product's going to cost more because they're giving a piece of it to everybody in that group, or that service is going to cost more. And actually, the way it's figured out, it's interesting. It's not compound interest, but the way mathematically it can be figured out is pretty amazing, because you get groups and groups and groups, herds of people. And what happens is the product doesn't end up costing more, because there's actually either the product's made in-house or it's discounts on the products and different things happen that's able to be passed on to the consumer because there's so many people in these groups. And so I'm a big believer now of network marketing, you know, and not putting all your eggs in one basket. Do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And, of course, you only have so much time, but there's ways to leverage your time when you're able to be part of a network. That's what we do with Realty Universal. There's no way I could do all that I do totally by myself, but I can do quite a lot leveraging and through the agents and brokers and that are all on the same page. It makes a big difference, big, big difference. I'm going to take a quick break and come right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say, there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
That is so funny. To me, it's so funny because so many of us do go, ready, 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 shoot, boom, ready, ready. Oh, no, I can't do it, can't do it. And we go between this fear type thing where we know what we want to do and we plan it, but then we're not doing it. And it really does make a difference to execute. That daily steps, the daily, daily steps make a difference. I can tell you over and over with things I've done and with Realty Universal, which I would stop constantly because of the brokerages. Okay, I'm working on this, then I've got to pull over here because there really is only so much time. But when you keep that vision and you keep working on it and you keep working on it, no matter what, it really does come true. It does. So, but executing, we can't just think in our minds and not put it on paper, not execute, not make that phone call, not put the thing in place. And you don't have to have a ton of money to start anywhere. So I always put that out there because I really have a passion for people understanding, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to if you really work at it and stick with it. And that's where the mindset comes back over and over and over. I just mentioned, you know, trials and tribulations. Jesus said, be of good cheer because I've overcome them in the world. And everything, it's funny, when you go through enough sometimes, the things that you go through that seemed rough years back aren't rough at all. Because why? Because you've done it and gone through it and gone through it. And that's like in real estate, I have over 120,000 hours in the industry. My strength's negotiating. That's probably, if I had to pick my biggest strength, it's to negotiate. But that 120,000 plus hours, makes me an expert. I say you can be an expert after 10,000 hours. But we're all different and we're all unique, and that we need to praise that instead of putting it down like we're hearing on social networking. So stick with it. Stick with what you're doing. And if you didn't, or say you're just getting out of a short sale or bankruptcy or divorce or you've lost a mate, you know, there's another day. It's going to take time. So many people get so depressed and go down the rabbit hole and then not come back out of it. Make a phone call. Stay focused. And just know that to be of good cheer, it's going to get better and it's going to be good. And pat yourself on the back. Sometimes people are afraid to go win or afraid to make money, afraid to go because they're afraid somebody's going to say something to them or they're going to feel different or somebody's going to put them down. You know, don't ever go there. Just get out of that mindset because people are people and gotta push forward. So what do we say so far? Compound interest for definitely reverse mortgages. If you're buying and you're just starting to buy a property that you can rent out even if you want to live in it so that when you start building your portfolio, you can feel comfortable. If you decide you want to go away for a year on a trip, I mean, say you want to go around the world because you can in an inexpensive way, you know, just by yourself. Say you have a big family and your family has decided you guys may want to move somewhere for 6 months or a year. You can still keep the other house and you can come back. I just believe it's no sense in burning all your bridges if you can keep options open. And then on the flip side, there are times when in order to really focus into one business, you have to give up another to make the other work, but not always. So those of you that know me know I spin around in the way I talk. I've always been that way in the sense that I'll talk about one thing and come back to it because it all ties in together, just like life. Everything that you've done in your life brought you to where you are today. And, you know, someone might go, oh, my gosh, I'm brand new in the real estate business. I have no idea what to do. I'm just starting out. I'm going through training. Well, how old are you? If you're 40, you're not brand new in the business. You might be brand new in selling real estate, but you've got quite a lot of life experience behind you that's going to help you sell real estate. If you're 18 getting into it, good for you. You've got that drive still from going through school or you're just getting out of college and going into it that keeps you in that mode of reading and learning and always being a learner. So no matter where you are in your life, somebody could be 70 starting real estate, you can still do it. It's one of these fields that you don't need to be able to, you know, physically, you can still do it. Even if you can, I mean, you know, I've known people that had to be in a wheelchair, God forbid, and they could still sell real estate because they could talk on the phone, they could, you know, still get to places. So whatever you want to do is where you need to go. And how you know where you want to go is what your heart tells you. You know, if it feels right or it doesn't feel right. But if you're not doing something that you go, I really, really want to do this, but I'm just scared. I'm just not sure how to do it, but I know I want to do it. Then really start one day at a time and don't give up your dreams. And with us, with Real Universal, we're always happy to guide anybody and everybody. And, you know, we're not – I don't know your life, but we are happy to touch base and talk and give you some guidance. But mindsets, when our mindset's all clouded, it's hard to do anything. So we went over compound interest, the buying something, network marketing I really believe in. Reverse mortgages are definitely not what they used to be. They're fantastic, can really help people out if they don't have a lot of extra money all their money's tied up in their house. And you still want to do other things, really good. Now, I'm going to talk about a couple other – we've got about 15 minutes left here. I just want to touch base on a couple things. And, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an attorney. I'm not an accountant. Any of my information that I give throughout this show is coming from my background, but I have to disclose this. I'm not – you know, trying to give legal advice, accounting advice, or financial advice. So you want to check everything out and check it out thoroughly yourself. How many people on here have at least $1 million net worth or have clients or customers that have $1 million net worth? Now, $1 million net worth can include, it can't include your house that you live in, but it can include rental properties. It can include your your IRAs, cash, any other stocks and bonds that you have. It can include your businesses. If you have a business and your valuation is going to show, so if it totals at least $1 million, did you know that if you have rental properties, a lot of times situations come up when people are 60s, 70s, they want to retire, and in retirement they just want to have an easy life. They don't want to, and that differs for all of us, so they don't want to be managing properties. Even if they pay a property manager, maybe they don't want to deal with all that. If they don't, they may want to travel. They just may want to pool their resources and not worry about it. But have properties that are taxed, that you're going to have to either 1031, and I'm sure everybody on the call is familiar with a 1031 exchange. If definitely the real estate agents and brokers. If you're not, the 1031 is for tax purposes. It's for investment properties that you have to avoid paying your capital gains and your taxes right at the sale. You can reinvest that property into a similar like property within 180 days. You need to name the property within 45 days or properties, and then the tax is, you know, you're not paying taxes on that money until you go and sell it later. Well, if you have at least $1 million net worth, if you have an irrevocable trust, I think it's like $5 million. And again, I'm not portraying myself as a financial expert. I'm just giving you good information. But if it's a regular trust, a revocable trust or not a trust, you can actually do what they call a DST. It's a Delaware Statutory Trust. And I highly recommend that you look into this, because what it allows you to do is, instead of taking the properties and managing them yourself, you're able to turn it over. Of course, they're licensed professionals, and into a trust where you're going to earn interest on your money. The average going right now is around 5% interest after net, after everything's paid, and you actually can keep it in there, and you're deferring taxes until you either sell it, take it out of the trust. The companies managing this try to keep the properties at least until they're about 20 to 30% equities in them. They may sell them then and then put it into another couple properties, but they'll always let you know, and you're earning interest that way. The money, it passes on to your heirs. There's just many ways to do this, and it's something I think I've noticed that a lot of people aren't aware of it. And I'm really surprised, and I've noticed even financial advisors that aren't aware of it. So it's really something that's good to look into if you're looking at a situation going, oh my gosh, I've got this slew of rental properties, but I'm 70 years old. I don't want to manage it anymore, but I want to put my money. You know, I want to still defer the taxes for now, and you can do that and still earn money. And of course, the interest can be a lot higher too than 5%. But I'm just saying they talk about an average right now. This time around after net, after everything's paid for. There's a lot of different ways. It's not a REIT. Now, a REIT is another real estate investment trust that I do recommend people getting into. The REITs are where the management companies could be small amount of properties, it could be hundreds of properties, it could be thousands of properties, and your money's placed in there. But that does not tie in with the DST, Delaware Statutory Trust, to avoid this. But that's another place to go into. You know, I believe you definitely don't put all your eggs in one basket, but this way, say you have, you know, your own property, you're investing in some possibly annuities, if you had long, and you also get long-term care, have your insurance, you know, look at your insurance, how things are set up so you are covered if you need long-term care. I'm a big believer in disability insurance. Especially getting it when you're young. Many, many people are going to be disabled. Doesn't mean you're fully disabled. You could be partially disabled. You could have some small thing happen to you and still need partial disability insurance. It's more likely that would happen than dying, you know, even. So it's just, that's another thing to be careful and make sure you get disability insurance. It's good to have your own disability insurance. If you pay it your own out of pocket, then if you ever need it, it's not going to be taxed. If you have it where your employer's paying it, I believe it should be taxed. Again, I'm putting it out there, I'm not an accountant or financial advisor, but I'd love to give you this information for food for thought. These are the things that we weed through and we give the agents and brokers And make it simple. Keep it simple, because everybody has so much on their plate, and this is just some of the information we're always putting out there to our guys so that they can keep going forward and keep growing. It's all about that. It looks like I'm getting some of the same questions. We're not going to have a whole lot of time for questions right now, so I'll email you back. And we'll make sure our office email. I'll answer it, but we'll have them email me back. Okay. Oh, on the DST, it's private placement money. Not all of the financial advisors are going to be able to offer it, so that's important too. You always can email us at therealityuniversal.com and we can put you in touch with people. We don't get anything from it, so we're not trying to sell anything here whatsoever in when it comes to the DST. And so there's so many ways to make money, invest, set yourself up. When you go and you get jobs, your employment contracts, have them reviewed. You can negotiate. Everything's negotiable. Sometimes people think they're limited to what the company's offering them. You can negotiate everything. Why? To me, I would be negotiating, to be able to work from home 2 or 3 days a week, because there's so many companies now will allow it, and even the ones that aren't allowing it, there's possible ways to do it. So live your life the way you want to live it. Live your life the best way you can do it. Please don't feel pigeonholed, and that's one of the beauties of what we've got today in our environment. Yes, the economy's, inflation's prices are higher than they used to be. There's always something that's going on, but there's just ways for you to live your life at your best and design it the way you want it. If you're a real estate agent or broker, you choose what you want to make and how you want to grow it. The sky can be the limit, or you can pull back and go, hey, I'm comfortable with this amount, and this is where I'm investing here and investing there, and I have children, and I'm investing in them, and to make it a great, great day. So, and always take time for yourself. I don't care if you're going 24/7, you can take that 10 minutes, that 20 minutes, that half an hour for yourself. And I guess that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, you can go to realityuniversal.com, fill out Contact Us. And for the members and agents, we have some exciting news coming up at the end of this month. Well, we're within a week. We're there. Boy, time flies. So make it a great, great day. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.